आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस। फाइलिंग ऑफ नॉमिनेशंस फॉर द फर्स्ट फेज ऑफ लोकसभा इलेक्शंस टू एंड दिस इवनिंग। Election Commission issues advisory to CEOs of all states and union territories in view of heat wave. Philippines President thanks India for rescuing Filipino crew members of merchant ship attacked by Houthi in Gulf of Aden. 6 workers missing after Baltimore bridge collapse in US presumed dead. Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden advanced to semi-finals of men's doubles event at Miami Open Tennis. And in IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings beat Gujarat Titans by 633 runs. The filing of nominations for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections will end today. In Bihar, the last date for filing nominations is tomorrow. The elections will be held in 102 Lok Sabha seats in 17 states and 4 union territories in the first phase. 39 seats of Tamil Nadu, 12 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 6 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Uttarakhand, Assam and Maharashtra, 4 seats of Bihar, 3 seats of West Bengal, 2 seats each in Arunachal Pradesh, Manipur, Meghalaya and 1 seat each in Chhattisgarh, Mizoram, Nagaland, Sikkim, Tripura, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Jammu and Kashmir, Lakshadweep and Puducherry will go to the polls in the first phase. The scrutiny of nominations will take place on the 28th of this month and the last date for withdrawal of candidature is 30th of March. In Bihar, the scrutiny of nominations will be done on the 30th of this month and the last date for withdrawal of candidature is 2nd of the next month. Voting will be held on the 19th of April. Notification for the second phase will be issued tomorrow for 89 Lok Sabha seats in different states and union territories. In Rajasthan, a total of 40 candidates have filed nominations on 12 seats where elections are scheduled in the first phase. Maximum 10 candidates have filed nominations from Jaipur constituency. It is expected that nominations will be filed in a large number on the last day of nominations today by most of the candidates from BJP, Congress and other parties. More from our correspondent.
BJP candidates Bhupendra Yadav from Alwar and Arjun Ram Meghwal from Bikaner will file their nominations today. On the other hand, most of the Congress candidates will file their nominations today for the first phase. There are a total of 25 Lok Sabha seats in the state. BJP has declared candidates on 24 seats. Congress has announced its candidates on 22 seats. The party has left Sikar and Nagaur seats for its allies parties. Meanwhile, Bahujan Samaj Party has announced its candidates on 7 seats. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashwani News, Jaipur.
Congress has released the 7th list of candidates for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. The party has fielded Shashi Singh from Sarguja constituency of Chhattisgarh, Dr. Menka Devi Singh from Raigarh constituency, Devendra Singh Yadav from Bilaspur seat and Biresh Thakur from Kanker constituency. R. Sudha will contest from Mayiladuthurai in Tamil Nadu. The BJP has declared 3 more candidates for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls. The party has fielded Kanhaiya Lal Meena from Dausa and Indu Devi Jata from Karoli Dholpur Lok Sabha seat in Rajasthan. Thona Ojam Basant Kumar Singh will be the BJP candidate from Inner Manipur parliamentary constituency. The party had also released its second list of 9 candidates for assembly elections in Sikkim. Pema Wangzal Rinjing is the party candidate from Gangtok and Aruna Munger will contest from the Namchi Singithang seat. Assembly elections in Sikkim will be held in single phase simultaneously with the first phase of Lok Sabha elections. BJP also announced 14 candidates for assembly by-polls in Gujarat, Himachal Pradesh, Karnataka and West Bengal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to BJP candidate from Bashirhat in West Bengal and one of the Sandesh Khali victims over phone and called her Shakti Swaroop. Mr. Modi asked her about campaign preparations for Lok Sabha elections. She shared the ordeals faced by women in Sandesh Khali and said she will work hard to improve the living conditions of people there. In Mizoram, As the countdown to the Lok Sabha election begins, campaigning is picking up, with all major political parties reaching out to the voters to secure the lone Mizoram Lok Sabha seat. The state is to witness a multi-cornered contest, with the ruling Zoram People's Movement, ZPM, fielding Richard Vanlal Hamanghia, while the main opposition Mizo National Front, MNF, is nominating sitting Rajya Sabha member K. Vanlal Vena. More from our correspondent.
The state election department is taking up all measures, leaving nothing to chance for the smooth conduct of the forthcoming Lok Sabha polls. A total of more than 8 lakh voters will exercise their franchise in 1276 polling stations across the state. Apart from 3,000-odd state police personnel, around 15 companies of Central Armed Police Forces will be deployed during the election process. Speaking to Akashvani News, Chief Electoral Officer Madhu Vyas has appealed to the public for active participation and cooperation for the smooth and peaceful elections.
I would like to see and request active and continued cooperation, collaboration and partnership from all esteemed stakeholders, especially from the citizens of Mizoram. Let us all try to channelize our energy towards achieving a smooth, free, fair, peaceful and participative elections with all-time highest voter turnout.
Voting will take place in the first phase on April 19. Gingante, Akashvani News, Aizawl.
The Election Commission has issued advisory to chief electoral officers, CEOs of all the states and union territories in view of heat wave. The advisory followed forecast of above normal temperatures by India Meteorological Department during forthcoming summer season, which may translate into stronger and longer spells of heat wave, especially during March to June this year. The Commission has shared a copy of do's and do nots issued by National Disaster Management Authority, NDMA, regarding minimization of heat wave impact. A report.
Election Commission has directed that every polling party should be supplied with oral rehydration salts, ORS, for their own use as well as for any voter needing ORS due to heat stroke. There should preferably be permanent arrangement of tap facility for drinking water. As an alternative, drinking water pots having sufficient capacity on the day of poll may be provided. There should be proper provision for furniture like tables, chairs and benches inside polling stations. There should also be separate toilets in sufficient numbers for male and female voters. Tented arrangements for shade with adequate size canopy should be made available as waiting area. It must be ensured that sufficient number of medical kits along with a village level health worker are available for emergency use of voters and polling staff. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024 Special Program on General Elections.
Every evening at 7 and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities.
Insights from regions and constituencies.
Experts' opinion and analysis.
In the world's largest festival of democracy,
stay tuned for Lok Prasarak Ke Saath Lok Nirnay 2024.
The Philippines President, Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr., has expressed his gratitude to India for its swift and decisive action in rescuing Filipino crew members of a merchant ship attacked by Houthi rebels in the Gulf of Aden this month. The Indian Navy's medical team had rescued all the crew members of MV Confidence and provided them critical care after the merchant ship was hit by Houthi missile in Gulf of Aden on March the 6th. Three crew members, including two Filipinos, were killed. All the Filipino crew members who survived the attack have been repatriated. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar called on the Philippines President Bongbong Marcos at Manila. Dr. Jayashankar conveyed the greetings of President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the Philippines President. In a social media post, the External Affairs Minister said, Mr. Marcos's guidance for taking India-Philippines to new areas will strengthen collaboration between the two democracies. Dr. Jayashankar also visited Indian Coast Guard ship Samudra Pehredar during its port call to Manila. He said his visit and the ship's presence signifies the deepening bilateral relations between the two nations. In the United States, Maryland State Police has said that the six people who were missing after the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed yesterday in Baltimore, Maryland, have been presumed dead. The Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore was rammed by a cargo ship and collapsed into the Patapsco River. Authorities said they are presumed dead due to the water temperature and the time that has passed. The Singapore-flagged Dali cargo ship was setting off from the port of Baltimore to Colombo, Sri Lanka, when it apparently lost power and struck a pillar of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. All 22 crew on the ship were Indian. India is a major player in the global seafaring industry. U.S. President Joe Biden has said that he will seek funds from the Congress to rebuild the bridge. The Indian parliamentary delegation, led by Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha, Harivansh Narayan Singh, had a bilateral conference with their counterparts of Armenia on the sidelines of the Inter-Parliamentary Union IPU event in Switzerland. The Armenian delegation was represented by Vice President of the National Assembly, Hakob Arshakyan. While discussing about the bilateral relations between the two countries, Mr. Harivansh said that there is an immense potential to explore various areas of engagement in parliamentary affairs. Referring to the parliamentary cooperation between the two countries, Harivansh said that India and Armenia have common ideas of governance, which gives an opportunity to collaborate and share experience of the two countries. World number one pair of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden have advanced to the semi-finals of men's doubles event at Miami Open Tennis last night. They defeated Sam Verbeek of the Netherlands and John Patrick Smith of Australia 3-4, 7-5, 10-7 in the quarter-final. The Indian-Australian pair showed great comeback after losing the first game. In IPL cricket, reigning champions Chennai Super Kings have defeated Gujarat Titans by 63 runs at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai last night. Chasing a target of 207, Titans were all out for 143 for 8 in the stipulated 20 overs. Earlier, sending to bat first, Chennai amassed a total of 206 for 6 in 20 overs. For Chennai, Shivam Dubey scored 51 runs from just 23 balls, while captain Rituraj Gaikwad and Rachin Ravindra scored 46 each. Sai Sudarshan became the top scorer for Gujarat, scoring 37 runs, while for the Super Kings, Deepak Chahar, Tushar Deshpande and Mustafizur Rahman scalped 2 wickets each. Shivan Dubey has been adjudged as the player of the match. Today, Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Mumbai Indians at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Both the teams are aiming for their first victory in the tournament. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted rainfall with isolated thunderstorms and lightning over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand till the 30th of this month. The IMD said a fresh spell of rainfall with thunderstorm activity is expected over western Himalayan region and adjoining plains of northwest India for the next 5 days. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Sunil. All 22 crew members of the container ship involved in the Baltimore Bridge collision yesterday, leading to the collapse of the bridge, are Indian nationals and are safe, reports the Asian Age. With 67 of 405 candidates named for Lok Sabha polls so far being women, BJP surpasses 2019 peak, headlines the Hindu. Mercury crosses 40 degrees Celsius in many parts of India, reports the Hindustan Times. The unusual heat is due to two largely dry months for much of India, says India Meteorological Department. India's financial hub Mumbai has emerged as Asia's billionaire epicenter, surpassing Beijing, writes the Pioneer, calling the city the fastest growing billionaire capital in the world. And finally, a report in the Times of India quotes experts as saying that drinking water that is too pure, for example, RO water, which is devoid of all essential dissolved solid material, may actually not be good for your health. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Renu. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Filing of nominations for first phase of Lok Sabha elections to end this evening. Election Commission issues advisory to CEOs of all states and union territories in view of heat wave. Philippines President thanks India for rescuing Filipino crew members of merchant ship attacked by Houthi in Gulf of Aden. 6 workers missing after Baltimore bridge collapse in US presumed dead. Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden advanced to semi-finals of men's doubles event at Miami Open Tennis. And in IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings beat Gujarat Titans by 63 runs. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.